this is John Ehrlichman. Would you get John Dean at home for me, please?
Yes, Mr. Ehrlichman.
Thank you.
Thank you. His line is busy.
Okay.
It may have another number, Mr. Ehrlichman, but the White House line is busy.
Thank you. Returning your call.
You're in with the boss right now?
Well, I just stepped out.
Oh, okay. What I wanted to bring you up to date on, first of all, how would you handle the question if called? Were you aware, either before or after the fact, of any meetings in the Attorney General's office?
Well, you'd have to answer that flat out, I would think.
I mean, how would you answer it?
You know, on the basis of hearsay?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to say I was aware that there had been some. I'd been told of one.
Okay. Bob's in the same situation, right?
Yeah, you told me about one.
All these arguments that I should, I'm getting a lot of pressure to go down and do something I'm not capable of doing. I'm assembling arguments of why it's infeasible to even consider it.
Oh, well, I would never suggest to you that if you went, you would do anything but say what's true.
I understand, but you understand the consequences of that.
Well, that was what I was trying to explore with you on the phone earlier.
Well, what I was talking to O'Brien about a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
And what it'll do is open war pissing match between Magruder, Mitchell, and Dean, and the White House. The ultimate solution to this thing is, to deal with the problems from post as well as anything pre, is something that John Mitchell's unwilling to face. He has this lingering hope that he can pull this out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, has the President ever talked this over with John?
Not that I know of.
Well, I thought, and I've mentioned this to Bob too, that might be the ultimate solution.
My thought here is this, that regardless of what, Mitchell's frame of mind is, that sooner or later you're going to be subpoenaed to that grand jury. Maybe you don't agree with that.
Well, that's what O'Brien is saying, that maybe it won't happen. He's following pretty closely the tidbits that are coming out in the press on McCord.
Yeah.
McCord apparently, and upon close reading, has said that he understood Liddy was going to a meeting in his office. He didn't actually say that he was at a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
This is reading too much into a press report. We haven't seen any transcripts or
mm-hmm.
that nature. I want to know, were you aware of Weicker's press conference?
No.
You're supposed to go out and criticize the press for the leaks and
no.
all that?
No.
To the contrary, I went out and praised them for the beautiful, diligent job they're doing on this whole thing. And that the matter was, the man that ultimately was responsible for this is sitting in the White House today.
Word. Meaning whom?
No.
They didn't ask him?
They didn't. He wouldn't reveal names, but he's done this independent investigation. It's kind of a McCarthy type stuff.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we had Kleindienst and then Gray get a hold of him and say, what evidence do you have? And he says, oh, I was just talking about the Segretti business.
Well, that's his latest.
Hmm.
It apparently it was not, you know, it did not infer Dean. It was more of a feeling who picked this up from Gurney's man, said it was more like Haldeman.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I think the basic question here is one of prophecy as to whether or not you're going to be called or not. If you are, then obviously the best position to be in is that you volunteered. If you aren't, then O'Brien's...
That's the thing. If you volunteer, sort of like you... Well, I can appreciate the fact you want to go down and cleanse your name, sort of willing to do that any time, but however, the grand jury has charged me with nothing right now. Denied everything.
See, the angle would be one can't expect probity, fairness, and guarantees of rights before a committee of the Senate that does the kind of things this committee's done the last couple of days. My safe refuge is at the grand jury.
Well, but I really wonder if now is the time to volunteer that.
Well, of course, that's the question. That's the basic question. And I gather you and O'Brien feel that it is not.
We got to wait and see how... There's always the chance I won't be called.
Yeah, I see.
Because they're working on about third-hand hearsay.
But if you are, then it'll be too late. Volunteer.
That's right, but there is...
The question is whether it's worth the trade.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there we go.
Well, obviously, we're not in a position to say you volunteered, unless you are. So why don't we sleep on it, see where we are first thing in the morning?
Okay.
Okay.